Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It is 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Theater artists and companies in the Philadelphia region will not be honored this year with Barrymore Awards, as very little theater happened in 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Nevertheless, behind-the-scenes theater work will be recognized tonight during an online celebration. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Even without stages to fret and strut across, theater companies have found ways to stay active, engaging with the social upheavals of the last 8 months. Lanish Miller-White is the director of Theater Philadelphia.
The combination of everyone dealing with the pandemic, all of the uprisings and things that happened after George Floyd, and of course also dealing with the election, there is a greater focus on advocacy.
One of the smaller companies that will be spotlighted during the online celebration is the First World Theater Ensemble, whose founder, Zahara McGill, organized a series of town hall meetings this summer to discuss systemic racism in the theater industry.
My main focus is to make sure that systemic racism is dissolved in these institutions, that the African-American artists feel safe, that they don't have to feel like they're walking on eggshells, and the most important, that they are respected while they are there in that environment.
The online celebration of regional theater will also recognize companies for their education programs, including bestowing onto four companies the Victory Award, a cash prize. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.